Equality and equity are often misunderstood as being the same, but they're distinct concepts. Equality means everyone receives the same treatment or resources, while equity means providing individuals with what they need to succeed. In the context of education, this distinction is particularly important, as it highlights the need to address the unique needs of each learner. Data plays a crucial role in creating equitable learning environments. By analyzing and interpreting data, we can identify disparities and gaps in educational opportunities that may disproportionately affect certain groups of students, such as those from disadvantaged backgrounds. Key data points to consider. Achievement gaps. Comparing the academic performance of different student groups can reveal inequities in educational outcomes. Attendance rates. Patterns of absence can indicate underlying issues, such as poverty, lack of support, or barriers to accessing education. Behavior data. Analyzing behavior data can help identify students who may benefit from additional support or interventions. Demographic information. Understanding the demographic characteristics of students, including socioeconomic status, ethnicity, and language proficiency, can inform targeted interventions. Data can be used to inform a variety of equitable practices, including personalized learning, tailoring instruction to meet the individual needs of each student based on their strengths and weaknesses. Targeted interventions, providing additional support to students who are at risk of falling behind or experiencing difficulties. Culturally responsive teaching, incorporating students' cultural backgrounds and experiences into the curriculum to create a more inclusive learning environment. Advocacy, using data to advocate for policies and practices that promote equity and address systemic barriers to learning. We're becoming increasingly aware of how poverty can significantly impact learners. Ruby Paines, a framework for understanding poverty, outlines two main types of poverty. Generational poverty. This refers to families who have experienced poverty for multiple generations. They often lack financial resources, social capital, and emotional resources. Their worldview is heavily shaped by their environment. And situational poverty. This is a temporary situation caused by factors like job loss, medical expenses, or other unforeseen circumstances. People in situational poverty may possess social capital and have some understanding of middle-class norms. In Scotland, child poverty is a pressing issue. It can manifest in various ways, such as material hardship, lack of access to basic necessities like food, clothing, and shelter. Social exclusion, feeling isolated or disconnected from society due to limited opportunities and resources. Psychological distress, experiencing mental health challenges like anxiety or depression. These factors can significantly impact a child's education. Children living in poverty may face challenges like poor attendance, difficulty getting to school due to financial constraints or lack of transportation. Limited engagement, struggling to focus in class due to hunger, stress, or lack of support. Lower academic achievement, difficulty accessing necessary resources or tutoring to succeed in school. To address these challenges, it's crucial to use data to identify areas where support is most needed. By analyzing data on factors like free school meal eligibility, attendance rates, and attainment, we can make data-informed decisions and develop targeted interventions and policies to help children overcome the barriers posed by poverty, ensuring they have the opportunity to succeed.